is the Joe and Alex Show. Let's say good morning to Mariah in Greenwood. What's your question, Mariah?
I had a question for Liv. I would never ask this to anybody I did not know because it's such a personal question. But I feel like since it's been already put out on the radio,
right.
And I feel like I know you guys. I mean, I listen to you guys every morning. I love your show.
We love you, too.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. I was wondering, last time I heard that you and your boyfriend, maybe now ex, were on a break.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so now I'm not confused. I'm just wondering, is that break like a complete break? I mean, are we broken in half and completely torn apart? And now you have a new boyfriend.
Violent.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow. Like my ex-husband.
Maybe like the pieces can be put back together. Like you might break up with this new guy. And then get back with the old guy.
So,
I just really wanted to know. 'Cause I'm nosy.
No, actually, me and my ex, who I went on a break with, I think that when we went on a break, it was my way of breaking up with him. It was hard for me to break up with him because it's hard for me to break up with anyone. So it's kind of like we decided to take a break, but that was kind of my last draw. It was done, I would say, probably 6 months beforehand.
You just couldn't say it? You just couldn't actually say we're done?
I just couldn't break up.
Yes, I knew that it was over and that we were never meant to be together and that we were not going to last. But because of what he had gone through with losing his mom so recently, I felt like I had to stay there to be some sort of a support for him because he was so broken.
You know this and not actually a break.
Yes, and
he
actually knows that I do have a new boyfriend. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so
sorry, I was confused and then
I totally
really
get it.
Just kind of nosy.
Well, Mariah, we appreciate you being so nosy, and we're glad you're part of the show. Here's the thing, Alex. Why don't you fill everybody in what's going on now?
Well, we need to introduce Mariah and you to Liv's new boyfriend, Jewel Daddy.
Pay for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them get me a jewel.
Vape Daddy. He likes to do a little bit of that jewel, huh? Likes to puff, puff, puff.
Yeah. How long have you been dating Jewel Daddy, for those that don't know?
So I would say we went on our first date in like June 20th, around there.
Okay, so a couple months.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I don't party with Liv the Web Girl, not because I don't like her, but because I can't keep up.
Well, I can't keep up with my parents who were in town this weekend, which I think Alex learned.
Yes, her parents go hard and I love them. And so I was out in Broad Ripple with a friend and I was like, you know what? Let's go to Corner Wine Bar. I said, oh, Liv the Web Girl lives here in Broad Ripple. There's no way she'll be here. I go to Corner Wine Bar. Liv the Web Girl is there with Jewel Daddy and her parents. And Liv is shammered, okay? Like,
yeah.
Cannot keep her eyes open already. But she was still drinking, like, well, it was something with energy drinks in it.
Yeah, I
of
was
course.
Drinking a vodka Red Bull. Here's the thing. I had not eaten, like, at all that day just because I was so busy. And also,
I've never had that problem, by the way.
I was so tired. That's why I was drinking the Red Bulls and vodkas. I was so exhausted and tired because I was running around all day and had barely gotten any sleep the night before. And so I think the mix of that and me trying to keep up with my parents, it was just game over for Liv.
And I was excited because I've been talking on the air about how I've never gotten to see even a picture of Jewel Daddy before. So finally I get to see him in the flesh, which, by the way, you can see what he looks like on Instagram right now at Joe and Alex Show. See Liv's new boyfriend, Jewel Daddy. And so in less than an hour, Liv was passed out. I mean, literally
what?
Sleeping in the chair at the bar.
What, did they kick you out? You can't sleep at a bar.
They let us.
I don't think they really cared. I mean, it's not like we were being disruptive. And I was with
my parents. No one else was there. And her parents were there, obviously, taking care of her.
Right.
So I took the opportunity to ambush Jewel Daddy and ask him some questions that I knew Liv would never, ever ask him.
All right.
Are you ready for this?
No.
All right, here we go. Liv the Web Girl's boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, getting grilled by Alex.
Jewel Daddy, what do you like about Liv the Web Girl?
I like
your butt puckered.
He's so cute. Okay, continue.
Everything about her.
Specifically, what are your favorite things?
I like her teeth.
You do have a nice smile. I know, it's like, I like her teeth. They're good to eat carrots and celery.
Her face is beet red, by the way.
And her hair.
You do have beautiful hair. Your hair.
I know, but what does he like about my, like, does he think I'm funny?
Listen, don't ask questions. Just listen.
Listen.
What about her personality? What certain little quirks have you noticed?
I love all of her little quirks.
He sounds hammered.
I was going to say, does he normally talk like that? I met him once. And I was drunk too, and I met him in Broad Ripple,
no,
so I don't know.
He sounds hammered. He was also golfing all day, so I'm sure he had been drinking all day.
Like what?
All of them. I can't even name one.
Hold on. I want to hear what Jewel Daddy said again.
All of them. I can't even name one.
Okay.
What is something unique about her compared to other girls that you've dated?
Oh, that's a good question, Alex. Let's see what Jewel Daddy said.
She's the most unique person I've ever met.
Aww.
What?
He's not answering the questions.
He's not answering the questions.
Well, he's hammered.
There has to be one specific little thing that you're like, I love that she does that.
I...
Hopefully you'll say something.
Love it when...
Love it when what? Come on, Liv, if you have to guess.
I have no idea what he's about to say.
What does he love when you do what?
I have no idea what he's about to say.
All right, let's see what Jewel Daddy said.
She...
He's taking his time on this
good
answer.
Good grief.
Something little that you've noticed about her that you're like, that's cute.
Everything she does, I
think
is cute.
God, Jewel Daddy. Be creative.
No kidding. Even when you're drunk, say something like, I like her boobs.
Like what specifically?
I feel like I'm like a trained robot to like say.
He's like a robot that's malfunctioning right now. Like, I
can't believe you left all this in here. I thought you were going to edit it out to get to the meat.
This is the good stuff. There's even
like
more.
Like something that she may not necessarily know.
I like it when she thinks I do something sexy. She raises her eyebrows and says, oh, that's sexy.
It's as a joke. It's a joke.
Wait,
he likes it.
No.
Yeah. Don't tell him that.
He knows it's a joke and he always like dies laughing.
Do it.
He thinks it's so funny. I can't. I don't know. It's just like, I'm always like.
Oh my gosh, that's a look.
That is so dorky.
I know, and he's always like, you're the biggest dork in the entire world.
And he thinks. That's goals.
Okay, we have more audio.
Please,
there's
no.
more?
There's more
I
audio.
I forgot how much I took.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, just hang on. We're going to talk marriage.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to die right now, right here. This is it for me.
Liv, this is your lesson. Don't pass out with your boyfriend in front of me.
Now Alex steps it up a notch and talks marriage.
What is your ideal when you think about getting married? What is the ideal thing that you look for in someone? When you think about the dream girl that you'll marry one day, what are some of those traits?
Money.
Well, then you're getting the wrong girl on radio. Do you have a timeline?
Of what?
That's not good, Liv. Of when you want to get married.
Liv, before I play it, do you think he has a timeline for marriage?
No, and I don't at all either. I don't think that he has a timeline.
Oh, this could be really awkward if he's like, a year.
No, I don't think he has one.
No.
You guys are meant to be.
She doesn't either, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you guys haven't talked about this.
Nope.
So it sounds like you're both on the same page. All right, that was a little serious, but not too bad. Now, here's the thing. Earlier, Jewel Daddy could not think, or at least articulate, things that he likes about you, but he obviously
right.
does. He mentioned your teeth and your hair.
Well, he mentioned one thing. He said, I like it whenever she says, you're sexy, and raises her eyebrows.
Oh, my God.
Which, like, what kind of dorkosaurus do we have here?
Well, those two are special for sure. Well, here's something that he said he actually likes about Liv the Web Girl.
Little quirks. What's something that you forgot to say about Liv?
When she gets excited, she does this arm gesture with her arm like she's pumping something. And she says, woot, woot, woot.
Liv does do that. I've heard Liv go, woot, woot, woot.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Sometimes when I'm excited, I'll be like, woot, woot, woot.
Now, here's something where I'm going to say is the aww moment coming up. Listen, this guy is a good guy because he's met your parents. Listen to what he brings up here.
So anytime she gets excited, she does this arm movement. And
have you ever been able to capture it on video or get a photo of it?
No, but her mom does the exact same thing.
No way. Her mom does it too?
So he knew or realized that you have the same thing your mom does. So this guy is kind of paying attention here.
Right.
That's a really good thing. Jewel Daddy's doing good. All right, now here's the last clip, and I don't know if you want me to play this or not. Should I play it, Alex?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'll just tell you, Alex is still interviewing Jewel Daddy, and something happens.
She's calling. This is her name in my phone.
Wait.
Liv, you call him Alex is interviewing.
So to paint the picture, what had happened was, Liv had passed out, and in the middle of me interviewing him, her parents had carried her out of the bar and put her in an Uber and taken her home. Once she gets home, she drunk, like blackout, calls Jewel Daddy while I'm with him interviewing
Listen
him.
Listen to this exchange right here.
I don't remember this.
Yes, it's happening. Just for the let the record show that Liv the Web Girl's name in Jewel Daddy's phone is bot.
Are you ready for this to be out there?
No, I know what this is. I put it in there as that.
Okay, here it is. Liv's name in her boyfriend, Jewel Daddy's phone is
bottom bitch.
I didn't pick that name.
That's relationship goals, I'm pretty sure.
So he's saying that he didn't pick that name. Okay, what else you got?
I'm at where you left me.
By the way, listen to the music in the background. It's that one song like 24,700.
Yeah, they took you home.
He's trying to explain to Liv the Web Girl what happened.
She doesn't know where she is. Her parents took her home.
I can't go there.
This music's incredible.
Because you gotta go to sleep. I'm at the same bar you left me at. Can't do it.
She wants him to come over.
Because you gotta go to sleep.
Love the Web Girl is drunk calling him.
You have to work in the morning, and I do too.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's sad.
I just kept it because the soundtrack's amazing.
I miss you too. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh.
I promise.
When did he promise?
Bring me some Taco Bell. I need a crunch wrap.
Oh, I'll call you when I get home. Okay, bye.
That, my friends, is a nice guy.
And Alex right there, too. I hope your ass got an Uber. Listen to this right here.
Wait, I sound drunk?
Is a nice guy.
That's just me talking calm. And I'm not, like, you know, on the radio.
My friends is a nice guy.
Okay, whatever. I was fine to drive.
Okay, overall thoughts as we wrap this up. Jewel Daddy seems like a good guy.
I told him before I started recording him, I said, you and Liv are complete opposites, personality-wise. You are extremely outgoing, life of the party. He's more of a wallflower, introverted. I said, do you prefer to date your opposite? And he said, I haven't really ever thought about it. He said, but I'm pretty outgoing whenever I, like, get to know somebody. But that's what every introvert says. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But he is so sweet. I can tell he is absolutely enamored with you. He was very respectful with your parents. He was respectful to you. He didn't try to jump your bones while you were passed out and, you know what I mean? Like, he was a good guy. I liked him a lot, and I thought that he was a good sport for not freaking out that I was recording him.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was Alex interviews Jewel Daddy.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah,
your jewel. Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
Alex.
See their photo at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.